up your frozen dinners, grab your TV tray, and settle in for another episode of the Plus Platoon, your podcast for all things Disney Plus, brought to you by Disney Plus fans. Watch along with us every week as we cover all the new, the old, the good, and the bad on Disney Plus. So put down that remote, don't touch that dial, and welcome your fabulous Plus Platoon host.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Plus Platoon. We're a Disney Plus fan podcast that gives honest, spoiler-filled reviews of movies and shows on Disney Plus. We'll look at new releases, coming attractions, and we'll even go back into the vault to revisit some of the classic Disney that's on the platform. Make sure you're subscribed and you will never miss a moment. I'm going to bring in Kate. Kate, good to see you this evening.
Good to see you too, brother. So close and yet so far.
Yeah. Next, we have Pete. Pete, how are you doing this evening?
Hey, I'm
sorry, Peter all along.
Peter all along, yeah. Right there. Yep, ready to grow, join the Plus Platoon Coven.
Mm.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
This is a great coven.
It is.
I thought you had to have, is it five? Or is it four?
When Gina's here. Gina's
what it is, I guess. Okay, yeah. And last but certainly not least, we got Steve this week. Steve, how's it going?
I'm doing good, but I'm not singing.
No. We only got one singer here.
That's me. It's me.
Guys, if you have not already, please like, subscribe, share. We got some really fun shows coming up, and that way you'll never miss any of them. But this week, we watched the 2-episode premiere of Agatha All Along. This is the follow-up to WandaVision. Takes place 3 years on, which it's actually been three and a half to four years. But anyway, and essentially follows in the MCU. It's almost immediately post Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, because Wanda is dead, and that is how Agatha gets released from her spell. Is that because since Wanda died at the end of Multiverse, since Wanda supposedly died, the Scarlet Witch died at the end of the Multiverse of Madness, Agatha is able to be released from her spell, and is basically the whole rest of this is all going to be about her trying to get her powers back. At least that's what's been sold to us. So, Pete, I'm going to start with you on this one. What about this? What about these first two episodes were magical?
Well, so the character of Agatha, as played by Catherine Hahn, is a really fun character. I really enjoy her as an actress. I enjoy how she's playing this as a character. We kind of see her playing two different roles here, right? The show starts out, most of the first episode is similar to like how WandaVision was. It's set in like a kind of TV reality, right? Where she's a detective in a very, very tropey, kind of current dark detective show where she's like,
it's like CSI, only darker.
Yeah. I think
like there's Criminal Minds or someplace.
Was the vibes she gave you. I'll get there. Keep going.
But yeah, I wasn't supposed to be based off of the HBO show Mare of something.
Mare of Easttown or something like that.
Easttown, right? Wasn't it?
Make you all think of Sandra Bullock in Miss Congeniality when, like, before she becomes the pageant queen and she's got her hair in the ponytail and she's eating all the, like, that's not what she, oh my God. I thought that was.
Now that you said that, I could see that.
I can see that, but she definitely was like, it was that typical, like, seen it all detective, and she's the smartest person in the room, and, you know, very, very tropey. And then, you know, once she's broken out of the spell, she's very much the Agatha character we saw the last couple episodes of WandaVision. And so I really enjoyed her, the role she played as a character. I'm enjoying the story so far as well. I like that, you know, I like kind of the setup, the way they did it. And I actually ended up rewatching the first episode twice, because even though I understood what was happening, that she kind of got broken out of the spell, I didn't really catch everything. Like, part of, like, I didn't realize that, like, the dead body was supposed to be Wanda, even after they showed like the library card with her name on it on the toe tag. But it,
really?
I didn't really get that the first time through. I caught it the second time. And then the second episode they're all gathering, right, the different witches for coven and everything like that. I don't know. It's not fully realized yet, but I enjoyed the plot. I enjoyed the characters, and I do want to watch more of it. So, Steve, what about you?
Same to you. I'm very intrigued. I think it's an awesome cast, like Patti LuPone, Deborah Jo Rupp. Those are probably my two favorite. Joe Locke, is that his name, from Heartstopper. So, like, I recognized all of the cast. So, I'm very happy there. There's all those different characters. I love Agatha's snarky attitude. I'm glad that's back. I think Kate Message, there's one where when she cursed and it sort of caught me off guard. I'm watching Disney Plus and they allowed that line through. I mean, damn.
But it's Marvel. Have you seen Deadpool?
Well, yes, but this is Disney Plus. I wasn't expecting it.
Agreed. So, and this line in particular is like, oh, like it wasn't like they just dropped a random curse word. It was like the whole phrase was like, whoa, we're just like going there. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm very, very intrigued. Like, I haven't rewatched them. I watched both of them, but it definitely intrigued. I loved that when Agatha went through back all through her outfits from WandaVision.
Yeah.
Like, my other half didn't pick up on that until we got to one and he goes, what? Wait a moment. And I said, oh yeah, all those were repeats. So I really enjoyed that. So it was a nice nod. What about you, Derek?
I liked the first episode continuing with the TV trope as far as being a TV episode. I missed that in the second episode. I really did, because WandaVision stayed with that I think all but maybe the last episode stayed with the different TV styles all the way through, which I think is what made it so great. And I really missed that. Yes, it's her breaking out of the TV world that Wanda had her in. But then it becomes just like any other Marvel show. And it's just, it's got to have something to hold my attention to make it different. And right now, it doesn't. I enjoy the cast. I do have a couple questions about as far as like how characters should really be involved or not. It was okay. Kate?
Yeah, so I think I might have been the first one to watch out of everybody this week. I was very confused at first. Very confused. That line that Steve was talking about was like, whoa. Catherine Hahn, she's just so freaking talented. Because you're right, she's playing, especially between the first and the second episodes, she plays like three different characters at one time or another. And she's just so believable. She's so good. She plays such a great villain, but she's also so good at getting you to like buy into her and love her. And I'm here for that. I really liked the casting. I did go back and rewatch after I watched the first and second. I went back to rewatch the part of the first one, and the way, kind of like how WandaVision did, how they tie in. And you don't realize what's happening until you're six episodes in. And then you go back and you're like, oh my God, they showed us this. They did it. And we just didn't catch it. I didn't catch it the first time. So I loved that. I loved how the theme song in the first episode is the song that they're singing in the second episode. I only caught that. Only caught it because I went back and rewatched.
Okay.
So that was awesome. Like Derek, I love how they made it into a TV show. I enjoyed it. It's not my favorite of all the Marvel TV shows, but I'm intrigued to see where it goes. So,
okay. Now, if that was what magical, what about the show so far should still be in the dark hold? What has not worked? Steve, I want to start with you.
I hope they don't rush episodes. I feel like the second episode bringing the Kevin all together was rushed. I feel like that could have been over two episodes. It's like, here's this character. Oh, there's beef between them and Agatha, a past beef, but they end up showing up. So it was like a quick introduction and all of a sudden they're all together. So I felt like that part was really rushed. And I'm hoping that the rest of the story isn't as rushed. I mean, I understand why they're doing it. They're trying to get set up so we're into the main part, traveling along the Witch's Road. But I felt like that was like, oh, they all agreed to come see her. They don't like her. And they know they're probably going to be betrayed, but they're following along.
Yeah. I don't know that I necessarily needed it to be longer. Matter of fact, I know I really didn't need it to be longer. The second episode, the first half really drug for me. But at the same time, the only reason I think the rushing at work is she had to get it all done before darkness comes.
Right.
When the four horse
Salem seven
or whatever, the Jedi hunters, whoever they are, start going after. Because that's what they reminded me of, to be perfectly honest, is the Sith Jedi hunters coming after her. All of a sudden these seven are coming after, and you know none of those witches are actually going to be there. I think the only part of that that was interesting is at some point we need to figure out why she brought the neighbor gardener along.
She's a witch. That's my guess.
Well,
she's actually a witch.
But you notice they brought her along instead of the person whose name was on the list.
Right. Yeah. So do you guys realize the person on the list was Aubrey Plaza's character from the first episode? Because she said in the first episode, I have a heart, it's just black.
I did. Yeah. I missed that.
And then on the list, it was a black heart. And so
that makes
sense.
She
saw the list and she's like, oh, I'm supposed to bring this person. That person wants to kill me. I'm not going to bring her. So,
and that's where I think some of the trailers have spoiled some of it, because we know she joins them eventually.
Right. Yeah.
I haven't watched the trailers because I did not know that.
Yeah. And I think the trailers are actually doing this a little bit of a disservice, because you're seeing some of the different, like, costume parts that they're going to be doing in advance. And it's just for this kind of a one, if you're trying to keep the suspense and the confusion going, you can't show us what is coming.
Note to self, don't watch trailers.
I know. I haven't watched them, so.
No. Neither have I. So
I think they're telegraphing a lot in this. I think that the guy who's coming along is definitely a plant that she's not allowed to know about. I've seen several different options on who she might be, and several different options on what the markings across his mouth were as he tried to say his name. You guys know me in Marvel, and it just seems like it's any other Marvel show all of a sudden.
I don't feel like that, because it's got that, like, I don't know. It's got that spooky vibe. I'm probably jumping ahead. I think it's still Kate's turn to say what she didn't like.
A spooky vibe is not what I want. I don't want jump scares every episode. and like lots of jump scares. I want, and you said, I think you said Catherine Hahn, you know, can do no wrong. I think her character has been handcuffed so far. I have not got the snide, sarcastic Agatha that we had in WandaVision. I've got a person who's really trying to hold back. I don't think we're seeing her true character that we saw in WandaVision. And I
need that. That kind of goes with what's going on with her character, right?
Right. But you would think that, look, we all know I make multiple snide comments a day. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know you're shocked at that. But that kind of comments and that kind of speech pattern shouldn't change even when I'm stressed. So anyway, I've talked too long. Kate, go ahead.
There wasn't a lot that I didn't like. Again, Confused Kate came out because I don't pick up on those subtle things. I might pick up on it if I go back and rewatch, but the first watch through, that totally lost on me. I missed, and I was paying attention, and I missed that's Aubrey Plaza's character. I thought because the neighbor started singing by the end that she was a witch who just needed to be reminded, which I guess I'm very wrong on that. So that's fine.
I'm not buying that she's actually a witch.
Sure.
You're talking about Deborah Jo Rupp's character?
Yes. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it could go either way. I think we're supposed to think she's not a witch.
Okay. Yeah. But Kate, as far as her singing along eventually, have you ever been like standing there and someone sings a song like three times and all of a sudden you kind of know what the chorus is?
Yeah.
I think that's what happened there. Yeah.
I'm confused as to who the scary witches were that showed up. Confused as to that. Who were they?
Remember in WandaVision, there were the ones that surrounded her. In Salem time.
Oh yeah.
And these are, you know, the ones from Salem. She said,
"Yeah."
That.
Oh, that's right. Because Aubrey Plaza was like, the Salem Seven are looking for you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I just put that together just now. Like, I was like, "Oh, is this like? Are they the road that's they're trying to?" Yeah. So I was a little confused about that. Other than that, I mean, I don't, there's a part of me that wants to withhold judgment because I don't know where it's going. And I think that answer will actually fit more to the next question that's coming. But I am hoping, I have high hopes for this show, whether it's warranted or not. So, yeah, I didn't have a lot. I need to go back and again rewatch. I watched about halfway through the first episode of Rewatch. And maybe if I go back and rewatch again, but I can't watch the entire series twice every time just to understand like that. I love little Easter eggs and I love stuff like that. But if it's so in the weeds that I have to go back and rewatch 2 to 3 times, then it's a little, but maybe that's just me. I don't pick up on stuff easily. So anyway, that's me. What about you, Pete?
Yeah, I also watch, I won't plug them on here, but there's certain, on YouTube where you can go and they'll like go over all the Easter eggs in the episode and kind of rehash the episode. And I find that's a good way when you're not completely clear on everything to be able to catch up. And it usually, you know, that usually takes like 20 minutes an episode. So the one thing I thought was a little missing from this was, I guess I wanted a little more humor from it than it had, because I felt like WandaVision still had humor in the show, and there were some like really dry bits of humor, but like nothing that really made you laugh. I liked in the first episode when the neighbor said that like the body was really and sincerely dead or whatever from quoting from the Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then, and again, it wasn't a laugh out loud moment, but I thought it was funny when, you know, after the witches were done singing, one of the witches says to Patti LuPone, "Oh, you're a bit pitchy."
yeah. How flat you? Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes.
which was like, yeah, yeah. She's the one. She's the one, like, that's the problem.
The Broadway superstar. Yeah.
So. clearly they had to like run that by her right before she was okay, make sure she was okay with that one.
Yep.
But both those were very, like I said, dry, not like really, you know, crack you up or anything. So I'd like to see a little more humor coming through. Any show like this that is trying to get a little scares out of you also should have humor, in my opinion. So, and just in general, I always like a little bit of humor mixed in. That's one thing I thought Marvel generally does well, but, I agree with Kate and Steve. I think that, like, I need to see more to see if it's going to go, if it's going to continue to move in a good direction. I mean, I think we've had a lot of really bad Marvel shows the last 2 years. You know, She-Hulk and Secret Invasion was terrible, and
Echo wasn't great.
Loki was, second season was pretty good, but not as good.
Moon Knight was pretty good.
Moonlight was the last really good one, I think.
But it had the humor. It had the humor in it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, the seriousness.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. No, and Moon Knight was also a little confusing too at first, that you had to figure out what was going on. So I still want to give this a chance. It's at a point right now where it's like, I like it. I need to give it more time. So,
okay. Well, as we've said, it has been now 3.5 years since the original WandaVision. WandaVision was the spring of 2021. And this is coming out 3.5 years later. So far, I want to know if you guys think that if this series has been, if it's been worth waiting 3.5 years to revisit this, and if not, what do you need to see in the upcoming episodes to make it truly be worth waiting for this? And Kate, I'll start with you.
I can't answer that question yet. I want to say yes. I think it definitely has the potential. I think everything that we've said, it needs a little bit more humor. We need to get that that sassy Agatha, not just like angry, brooding Agatha. Like, we need a little bit more of the sass. I kind of love that the kid who had his mouth, whatever, that he's like along for the ride. I do think he's have a backstory, but.
See, I don't think he's just along for the ride.
No, that's what I mean. I think he's going to have a reason. But I'm going to choose to be hopeful and say yes. And I will say, based on the feedback I saw on Facebook of my friends who are big Marvel people, they were like, this is everything. Agatha, we love you. So from what I've seen, the responses were good. But I'm going to hope, I'm going to say yes, tentatively, it was worth the wait. What about you, Pete?
Yeah, it was a long time. It's been a long time. I mean, 3.5 years to like come back to the character and be like, okay, well, all right. I remember WandaVision. What happened in that show? It's a lot of TV stuff. And then, you know, so like the remembering like the Neighbors, right? Because like a lot of those Neighbors were the same Neighbors that were in the original series, and it's like, okay, I kind of remember this guy. Yeah, like the guy that played the sheriff with the mustache. I was like,
Else think he was gonna say, start yelling, "It is both." By the way, it's the same guy. He's the same guy in the Miller Lite commercials. The less filling. It is both.
I missed that.
Yeah. It is disappointing that it took so long to come to this new series, because, you know, that was, you know, I think we all agree that was, it was one of the strongest, if not the strongest, of the Marvel TV series. And to have to wait this long for a follow-up to something that's strong is It's a long time to wait. It really is. So I guess I'm kind of with Kate. Same thing. It's like, based on these two episodes, is it worth the wait? I don't know. But let's see. You know, two episodes into WandaVision, I didn't really like the show that much. I didn't particularly, you know, I was like, this is okay. I mean, it's clever the way they're using these different TV things, but like, I didn't know where it was going. And so I was interested, but I wasn't loving it. So it's always tough to review a TV series this early, right? To really say whether it's good or bad. We're two episodes in. There's 9 episodes, I believe, of this series. So, you know, we're less than a quarter or around a quarter of the way through, not even. And so I'll say tentatively, well, I'll say maybe. What about you, Steve?
I agree with you and Kate. I'm intrigued. I'm hopeful. It's enough where I felt like usually I watch a new series. Am I going to watch the next episode or if I'm giving a pass? And there's enough where I am intrigued and I want to see more. So I'm hoping the rest of the episodes keep me intrigued. So like, was it worth the wait? I wish it wasn't such a long wait, but I do like how they tied in the long wait. So that into the storyline there was, it's been 3 years and stuff. So it was a nice there, but the same thing. I felt like I needed to go back and watch WandaVision to remember a few things.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I will say I did go back and watch WandaVision. I was just cutting it up. There have been 20 Marvel properties since WandaVision. Until this.
20?
20 Marvel properties until this.
Wow.
Yeah. And to me, there was some timeline issues just because if she's going to be, if the whole Wanda dying and me becoming the body is what triggered this. That was like 2.5 years ago still. So why is it just now triggering her if that is what has set her free?
Because Aubrey Plaza showed up.
Well, but if it's truly... Anyway.
But if you remember, actually, it said the teen, the Joe Locke character, he's the one that said that he broke the spell for her. It was referenced.
Well...
So again, he has a place somewhere. We don't know where it's going.
But then why did the body just show up now? I'm just playing a little bit of devil's advocate.
Yeah, because she was already seeing the Scarlet Witch's body, right? I mean that body at the beginning of the episode was supposed to be
her. Yes.
Yeah.
And they even said it was crushed by heavy weights and blah blah blah.
But did you hear her say, get samples from both, and there was only one body? It's when she's turning to walk away from.
No. He'd mentioned like. The soil under her hand, toenails, and soil under her fingernails. That's different. What he meant by both.
He said that when they were at the site.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I missed that.
Yeah, okay. It was the soil, on her feet and on her hands.
Okay.
Yeah, and then like when they analyzed the soil, it was like Eastern European origin, which again, that's where Wanda was when she died. So I think it's a combination of like Wanda's death allowed the spell to be broken, before she died.
Well, using this when witches die, all their spells are broken because they're no longer like
right. But what I'm saying is like that Wanda dying allowed the spell to be broken, and then the kid actually broke the spell.
Yeah. I've read lots of theories on who it is. Lots of
theories on who that kid is too.
Yeah,
yeah. What do we want to mention them? I mean, I can share what I've heard.
I've seen that the whole writing across his mouth, there was a great big WM there. I've seen that, like, okay. Wanda has cast a spell that she can't hear who that kid is.
Yeah, I've heard it's either Wanda's kid or it's actually Agatha's kid.
Yeah, it's one of the two. So,
because Nick
scratched.
I have
no predictions. I have no assumptions.
No assumptions.
So, I think we can agree that A, we need to see more of the series before we can truly form something. And we all want to see it be a little bit different than it has been so far for it to truly be a successful series. So, and as I said, we have 7 more episodes, 6 more weeks of this to watch. So, I will be perfectly honest, like the three of you, I would not watch this again if we were not watching it on this show. It has not held my aim. I don't care how she gets her powers back. I'm assuming she will eventually because it's Marvel and they love a villainous. They have the whole vacuum of bad guys is she will. And I just hope they don't try and throw her in with the new Thunderbolts that they're pulling up, which that trailer released this week, which looked like a hot mess. But speaking of trailers and hot messes, Kate, what have we got for the Disney Plus news this week?
We only have 2 things. First of all, in a trailer release this week, updated release dates for the Pixar short series Dream Productions and Win or Lose were given. Dream Productions will debut December 11th and Win or Lose will premiere on February 19th.
And the bump back of that one is them bumping back Win or Lose.
It was supposed to be December, right?
It was going to be December. It was going to be the same day as the new Star Wars series. So I don't think they wanted to fight that.
Makes sense. And last but certainly not least, Wizards Beyond Waverly Place is coming this fall to Disney Channel and Disney Plus. It is a direct sequel to the original show, focusing on the daughter of one of the characters. And that's it for the Disney Plus news.
Were you a Wizards of Waverly Place fan?
It was after my time.
After your time? Okay.
It was our daughter's time, more or less.
It had Selena Gomez on it, though, right?
Yes, one of them. And the girl is her daughter.
Oh, okay.
Is it? I assumed it was one of the other one's daughters because...
No, it's her daughter.
Oh, really? Okay.
Because in the thing they show online is it's her introducing it to the guy from the boy from Wizards of Waverly Place now trains magicians. So,
because I assume she's in the show, but I assumed she was only going to be in like one episode because there's no way she's going to be a regular on that show.
She might be, but she introduced her daughter to the guy. So,
no, she's got better things to do.
She does much better things to do, like just about anything. So, okay, next week we are jumping back into the early 90s to watch the Disney's The Three Musketeers. This is the one with Chris O'Donnell, Charlie Sheen, and
Young Swords.
What?
Young Swords.
Yes, Swords.
Not the Three Amigos.
There was a movie called Young Guns back in like 1990.
Yeah.
This is Young Swords.
And you know, this was about the time where several of these guys, now my wife, funnily, and I'll probably say this again next week, thought Kiefer Sutherland was Ewan McGregor.
That makes sense.
Talking about how he wanted how he always liked the high ground. And I'm going, dear, that's not him.
That's so funny.
So
he didn't talk about the high ground, though.
Yes. Going to be doing Three Musketeers next week. Guys, if we have any suggestions on what we should watch, you got old shows, especially that you want us to take another look at, please email us at plusplatoon@gmail.com. We have... Send us messages, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Some of our best ideas have actually come from a couple of YouTube messages that we've gotten. We have new episodes every Thursday on YouTube and all the major podcasting services. For Kate, Pete, and Steve, Gina, we wish you were coming back soon. We will see everyone next week. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks for watching this week's episode of the Plus Platoon. Be sure to subscribe to the Plus Platoon podcast to keep getting great content each week. Then head over to Apple Podcasts and leave those 5-star reviews as they help make the Plus Platoon visible to even more Disney Plus fans. Also, go to YouTube and like and subscribe to the Plus Platoon channel, where you can watch all future episodes live. If you have a question for the Plus Platoon, please send us an email to plusplatoon@gmail.com or connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at Plus Platoon.
The Plus Platoon is a Disney Plus fan podcast and is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company or the Disney Plus streaming service. All opinions expressed on the show are solely those of the individual hosts and in no way reflect the views of the Walt Disney Company.
Thanks for watching, and be sure to stay tuned for next week's episode, because the Plus Platoon is to be continued.